Chof bob nisan, tof sy'n ein bys. Rab na ffoli mea liba mewn. Binyon eith simoni behima tair.
As this week said, we find the simoni behima tair, simoni behima tair. The prophet says, Dabar nei sov, lei mei, zoi ta achaya sha teichu kol abeima sha laore. These are the wild animals you can eat, small animals on the ground. Kom ha fresh tars, and sa 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 sa. So we know there's two simonim. To make a behemoth cost, you need to have two simonim. First, we'll have to choose a card, and secondly, you have to split hooves. The very famous Shailah Shachinim discussed, as I try to discuss it today, and that's the Shailah whether the simonim behemoth tahira are a simon or a sibba. We use the lingo as Shachinim use. This is a ledge chart. We'll say the way the Velt says it over and over, try explaining what it really means. Are simonim behemoth tahira, are they a simon or a sibba? The fake. A sibba would mean that the reason why we can eat a cow is because it has split hooves and it chews the cow. That's the kashrus. The kashrus is an animal which has the characteristics of split hooves and chews the cow. That makes it kosher. That's the way the Velt says over the saddle sibba. Simon would mean, no, that the tayr is machshe a cow. How does the tayr let us know that a cow is kosher by putting simonim on it? That's it. Sibba means it's kosher because it has the simonim. Simon means it's kosher because it's a cow. A cow is kosher. How does a person figure out whether a cow is kosher or not? He's going to the streets, he's going to the mitzvah, the Gemara says, he wants to work out what the animal is. So the Torah gave us an identification type to figure out which is a kosher animal. The way I work out that a cow is kosher is by looking at the Mafresh's files and just the Mafresh's files. Amala Gerim. L'chei the Ramah Fresh from Rashi Nishri Kshadra. Rashi says, Zei Saveh Chaya Shateichlu, Malamed Shayamesha Eiches Zechaya Umare Oysa Le'Yisroh. When Moshe Rabbeinu gave his shir in Parashas Shemini, he didn't take a cow and display the split hooves and the way it chews the cow. He could have brought a cow and said, just watch how this cow chews the cow, and watch how take a look at the split hooves. And Klal Yisrael will learn from there how to identify any other behemoth shir. They look for split hooves and look for chewing the cow. It doesn't.
How can you tell whether it chews the cow?
You see, you watch it, and finish eating, and it sits down and chews. You watch from the countryside, you'll see. You'll see the cows, they sit on the side, you see them chewing, and you can see it coming up, to come down and go watch them. You sit there. The deer, you can see it. You can see it, the chush. The Shiloh was by rabbit, but you know, the prophet says rabbits also chew the cow.
Scientists
say they don't chew the cow. The hair, the rabbit, yeah. Imagine Moshe was once approached by a scientist, a yid, not so from, and he said, they don't chew the cow. If you don't watch the rabbit, you won't see them chewing the cow. Until later on, he found a zoologist showed him that they found that late at night, when it's all dark, that's when they chew the cow. They were once watching rabbits in the zoo with infrared light at night, and they saw them chewing the cow. We'll see later, Hezbollah, why attack late by night. But I could upon him, they'll stay in tail. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't show them how an animal chews the cow and how an animal has split hooves. No, yeah, as she says, Moshe, oichas b'chayo. He picked up the Dishoin and the Ayim and the Yachmor, each one of the wild deer. Umare Oisali Yisrael. Zeis Teichu Vzeich Slei Teichu. What do you think in Ashi? And Chazal says, another Chazal, it's the Shining Gesoys, that Kadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe every mean. Sitting his Kasha Moshe, by Shotter, the Shining, there's one Medrash that says, I'm explaining the dreams of Kadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe. Now, the Chayah, what's going on over here? If it's a Simon, it's merely an identification tag, and it doesn't make any sense. Moshe went to show every animal. Just show them how to identify them, and you'll know. But if you're going to say that a poro is a mean toy, and a chamoy is a mean toy, and an ayal is a mean toy, and a pishen is a mean toy, and dos is teir. To show this, is a teir. Can you see this animal? Dos is kosher. It's nimud teir mamish. I'm showing you the animal. I'm not just showing you a way, it's not a pragmatic way to figure out the kosher. It's vice versa, I ask you over here, that it's a simon, the alma, the emes, the kosher is intrinsic. No, and that's why we have to show the animal, because the cow is because it's a cow, or because it's a tree, because it's an ayal, or yach. That's one right. There's a ayah faket. Racham HaKadosh has a famous question. There's a medrash that Racham HaKadosh has, that the chazir is going to change, lasid lovoi, it's going to start chewing the cow. The lasid lovoi, a chazir is going to be kosher. So we know a chazir is my first parasuk, or split hooves, as we know, he goes to sleep. It shows the split hooves, but it doesn't chew the cow. the Alchemical is going to mention that lost in Lavoi, the Chazir is going to become mutter for it. The Alchemical is going to say, Mukhlefet, they stand the tables and change, how can it be that? The Chazir is lost now, the Chazir is going to be mutter lost in Lavoi. So the Alchemical, they says, perish on the Hugero Lo Yigor, the Chazir doesn't chew the card, perish, Tanai Hu Adova calls Manchu Lo Yigor, as long as they're chewing the card, it's awesome. Aber der Ossid Lover, ja, le, geht er, wie jachs, er ist Mutter, so der Ochamako ist Ossid Lover, it's going to change its status, it's going to start chewing the cud, it's not going to become Mutter. Velo ishe yishoy, velo geir of the Yutta. No, it's going to stay not chewing the cud, it's still going to become Mutter. Ki ha teo leit ishtan. But it's a rach, but the Chayra, is he going to say that the Simon, that means that a Chazir is a mean Tommy, and a Poro is a mean Toy, the fact that Chazir starts chewing the cud doesn't really make a difference to Chayra. Because soft goes soft, he's a chazir. We're not talking about he's going to change. He's a chazir. No, he's a chazir who's chewing the cud. So if it's a mean tummy, it's right in the Talmud Chalef. The Talmud said that this is a mean tummy. So the fact that he's going to come mutter because he's going to chew the cud, why should he come mutter? Yeah. It's going to be tight in the pasuk. It's not in the pasuk. It's like there's a cotton new chiddush. You tell me chazir is different from all other animals. The embassy is that, so that's a chayyaya. That's a sibah. Because, I'm going to ask more to the pasuk. I'm actually saying a split chazir and all animals. Chiddush of Israel. Could be. It's a chayyaya. It's a sibah. But the embassy is not so straightforward to Al-Khama Kodesh. Because the Tehitimim takes great offense to Al-Khama Kodesh. The Tehitimim says to Yishtar Zahar Medrash. The whole Arachal Kaddish is a mystery. The Minai Lokach Le Mekay Le Chiddush Niflazeh. Where did he find this Mekay that Chazir is going to be Mutlov in Lovey? The Gamle Motzino Vishum Mokim Shal Osir Lovey Yishtan Etivit Balichai. We don't find that things are going to change. But Omar Zedapter Chazir Yutish Mishal Minim Tumim. So he says, that the Emet, where he's coming from, is a Medrash. Orchaim doesn't bring this Medrash. He's Orchaim brings out Orchaim Kodesh. Orchaim Kodesh Hashem a Medrash. He doesn't bring the Medrash. He doesn't quote where the Medrash is. So he says, as the Emet's a Medrash, he says, I've got the Medrash, and it's a Medrash in the Shishav, in the Shmini, and in Kehelet. That's a Chazir Zu Edring. V'lomo Nikos Shema Chazir Shema Chazir Ator Leba'aleo. Hadu Dechsim Olu Shema Atsin Nishmit Tareisof Vahisof. There's a Remet that the Chazir is Edring. And Eden's going to be machzi atol yeshna when leit lost in love when Eden comes back. This from Shotev is going to mean back upon him when they come back to Hasei lost in love. There's going to be a machzi atol yeshna going to make up the tali or whatever it's going to be. And that's what the medrash is. That's the whole medrash Al-Khan Kodesh had. But Al-Khan Kodesh learned it's talking about the animal which is representing the Edim as well as Edim. And the Tezvim says it's not the medrash. And he says that the chazir is doim. Edim is doim and the chazir. Back upon him. It's actually in trail that raya. Nishta Vashtakra. There are two rayas which the Yishenim, which just said the Yachinim bring, two greater rayas from Gemara. You can't get out of this Gemara. From Yishenim. Rayas Mufurosis from Yishenim, that's a Sibyl. Rayas Mufurosis. The Gemara says, in the Sathya to Gemara Nidadah from the Alephon Beis, the Gemara says, Dhamma Topper, Tanagol to the Agma, so we know Behema Tameh, there's Oifus Tameh as well, raised Oifus Akasha, the Teah specifies the Tommy one. And the town ago, the chicken is normally kosher, it's one of the, it's got longer than one tumma. Chazal makes one tumma, it's a bird of prey, and it's got the extra thing, it's different. Hand back and saying, this is Simone, what makes them Oiftoid? But the Gemara says, and there's a fascinating thing. On our proper, town ago, the Agma, the chicken which lives in the swamp, right? The swamp chicken, awesome. The male of the town ago, the Agma, is awesome. The town ago, the Agma Shire, but the female of the swamp chicken is mutter. The Simonic Ammoni Vlemia Ammonis. Ammoni is Osir, Leyog Ammoni the Kalashem, which that's what Ammoni is, that's what it's Shruth. Ruth, Ammoni Vlemia Ovis, Omela, and this thing about it. This is not a mystery. You've got one mean called Talmagir the Agma, that's type of chicken. And that chicken, the Zohar, is Osir, and then the game is Mutter. So Tate is Mutter, Tate is what's going on with you. So Tate is Zohar Osir, Lefisha'ein Lo Simoni Tara. Tesis says, you know, there's also got Simoni Tara. The Simoni Tara, it doesn't use its fingers, its claws, it doesn't use its feet to eat with. But actually, shit, it is. Machir Shenim, what Deus means. Machir Shenim, Deus means a bird of prey, literally. It grabs, it captures food with its talons, with its feet. It actually learns any bird which holds its food down whilst eating is also called a. So it actually says, if you look at this Tanaga, the thing says, if you look at this Tanaga the Agma, the male will use its feet to eat with. And the kukavan and ikav, other simonim, also the other simonim, shavu needs all three, not back upon him, let's assume that the ikav is a beir simon, some shem, none of that. So if you watch the zohar, he has got simonim of tumah, that's his offer. If you watch the nekevah, she has got simonim of tumah, that's his kosher.
Torah, there's no synonym.
Yeah, but when I say
Torah,
yeah.
Torah lists the 24.
Yeah, birds. Yeah, yeah, but we, anything
so,
which.
So, yeah, yeah, I understand that. Aruch HaMait.
Yeah, where does it fit into?
Yeah,
which one
is of the
24? Which one is it? Perez of Nia, yeah. It's a good counter. It's a Hadashah. Which one of the 24 birds is going to be there? Yeah, that's a bit. Like, what are they saying, Taser? Taser is Taser. Muchach. That's a simple. Because we're talking about Amin, it's a Tanago the Agma, it's a type of chicken. And this Tanago the Agma is a type of chicken which the Zohar has some summon tumma. So it's Tomei, and then the cave has summon toy, so you can't say it's Amin. If it's mean related, if they say that the mean is toy or the mean is Tomei, then it doesn't make any sense to differentiate between the Zohar and the cave. Such a shum vessel. Well, mainly, I think it's wrong, maybe it's right, this is a riot from Tesis the Chayah that they take off fascinating Kashi, which you can talk out. Tesis the Kashi, why do you say? Yotzim and Atoy is Toy. Where was this? The mother is Atoy. So the Zohar is born from a mother. The taste is the same. If you say the chicken, the eggs, you don't say Yotzim and Atoy. An egg is nothing. Once the mother left the egg is just after the alma left them. It's nourished from the egg. It's not nourished from the mother. There's no dinner Yotzim and Atoy. That means if a cow gave birth to a chamay, normally you would say the chamay is kosher. Cow gave birth to a horse, it's kosher. Because Yotzim and Atoy is Toy. Rather than vice versa. The parol is made from a. From a chamoy, it's also because it's a tamatoy. It's a taste of the nose in you to a tamatoy, or you go to a toy toy by eggs. Otherwise, it's on a cable.
How do you know if you're going to get kosher?
What?
If you say, I mean, it works both ways. How do you know you can eat a kosher egg?
Because it's not the hair of the cloth. No, that's a child. How do you know the eggs of a... That's a cow. Yeah, oh, I don't remember. Yeah, let's talk about it. Oh, that's what he said. The man said, because that time in Tesis, the chayis mucha tesis. The chayis. Stack it out. Tesis himself doesn't really stay with it. For me, nira, ikka, shishnei minim. Tesis says, for me, nira, ikka. I really think that is, that's two minim. He says a very interesting thing. He says, the Tanago, the Agma, was a name. And there's a female and a male of Tanago, the Agma. I don't know why they called it that. Maybe that's the characteristics of a Tanago, that a big thing on his head. It was called Tanago the Agma, and that had a Zohar and a Keva. The Tanago to the Agma was a different mean completely, so it was altogether four types. And each one same, and they same taste, like I wanted to, but taste is certainly indicated that.
They intermingled. And therefore, could be the one knocked out the other one of the other one. They're not originally,
It could be. Al-Gabala taste the nice little statement, but they certainly had a Tzad Machir. There's another rabbi being from Tzvon, the Gemara, famous Gemara, again, it's about the Shiloh, we spoke about animals, we spoke about mouths, birds, and now we speak about fish. It's fish is not snapping, kaskeses, fins and scales. The Gemara says, kosher, yeshli, kaskeses, yeshli, snapping. It's guaranteed that any fish you find with scales, you'd have to check the snapping. If the snapping is chopped off, it's been a bit mutilated on top, you can't tell if that's snapping or not. It's kosher, as long as it's got kaskeses, it has scales, you know for sure it's kosher, the kosher bird. The kosher fish, sorry. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, so if Kaskasa, so what do you need Sabbath for? The Gemara is famous, Gemara Yagdu Teir of the Yadid. We want to make Teir big. How do you make Teir big? We mention a totally and utterly superfluous simon, which is not Malo and Moed in the Kasha of the Hemaki of the Dag Kihu there, and that's Yagdu Teir, that's Pena Otsu, what do you mean Yagdu Teir? So we should also mention that any fish that's got two eyes, it's Kasha. It's this Malo and Moed, it's not to do this. It's for us the Kasha, it's for us the Teir. The lismoich to rely the poyer when I'm actually doing a test. I actually need to check text. I've just gone fishing and I got a fish. I want to know if it's kosher or not. The lismoich avadai bekaskesa sagil. The poyer, pragmatically speaking, I want to eat a fish. All I have to check for is kaskesa. I've gone fishing and all I can ask is no problem. Eat it. Umiu kosher achamon snapir mishum delay sagia delay lehavel. The Taylor mentions snapper because there has to have been a snapper. The fish won't be kosher unless it actually had a snapper. Kim Shiyeshom, the Sagir Lehava Hossam is not good enough, it's not there. Kim Shiyeshom Kaskasas. You can't say that because it's got Kaskasas, it's kosher even though there's no snapper. Nay, it's only kosher because it has snapper as well. You don't have to look for snappers, because you always know by finding the cascadas that there was snappers. Oh, but on cascadas got, that's not the Yitzvah, but Ulai, who gam came Gairim Tarosri. It's possible, says the Yitzvah, and this is also Gairim the Tarosri. But after Pisha Levada in a Gairim Tarosri, but the Yitzvah, the snappers could be a cause for the cascadas of the fish. It doesn't need it. You don't have to find it. But it has to be there because it's machshir. Here's the chayit was in the fish. That the simoni ta'ara is a sibah. Because I'm snapping, because I'm kaskasa, that's why the fish is kaskasa. The chayit is the fish, it's one of the chayim being the that is a sibah. So in the right kind of last year, it actually says, Melamed, Shemesh and Mare. The chayit, there's no mocking for the Mare unless it's a simon. I mean, tachshani, we seem to find that at least two shenim take a certain tab like that, it's what you say in the first one, and take a moral answer, you take another shan answer, at least that's one day as well. So I stick a steer whether these two things are work together. So I'd like to just redefine what the two stodim in Simon and Sibba is. You say for every time we have the shan of Simon and Sibba, I read to believe that the Velt says it over long. There's a tall speed of saying, and maybe say over. And with another sushto, there's a chivas marit, which marit brings in a new tushtel of Simon and Sibba, Legabe is one of him. And he says we find another case where there's something which you could clear with the Simon and Sibba, and that's Simon Gad. He's a 13-year-old boy, he's not Machir the Mitzvah and Atheya. He's an apostle, and he makes a bottle, he can't come to Agzalullah, etc., etc., coming to Titus, etc., etc., not Machir, coming Mati people, at least the Isis, until he has Simon. Stay silent, exactly how they are, then he's a god. Let the marit of those simone saras, the two saras, simone gadlis, are they a simon or a simon? Again, he uses the same word simon, so we'll see in a minute. And the chayyah can't be kishute. So he says, it's posh, it's not more than a sibba. Just like simone, it's not more than a simon, sorry. Not more than a simon. The saras are not more than a simon. Just like simone, behema, tahira, that zicha nishma be a simon. He says, I'm going to bring it around in a minute. Simone gadlis are also not more than a simon. I mean, he's a godel because he's a godel. How do you know he's a godel? Because he's got saras. It's just nothing more than a way of figuring out that he's a godel. He's got the what's my raya? And there is the gerayah. He says because of God. Did not Yitzchak not tell me, Tommy? Yitzchak not tell you, Tommy? But there is a gerayah. So you have a cow, which I give birth to the ox, to a horse. The horse does not split hooves into the cow. Is he going to say it's a sibah? How is he going to be cautious? Doesn't make any sense. He's got no sibah. Must be that he didn't mean with the mean. Since the mean, I'm sure what he says, since the mother was a paro, so we say that the child of a paro is called a paro, actually. They say in the bush for first, which is that they've got a shame paro. Perhaps it's a safe as well. He has a shame paro, he's got a shame of the aim. The shame of aim is cut on the blood. So this cow, this horse, although it has the characteristics of a horse, you look at it and you think it's a horse, but emmers, it's a cow, because the mother was a cow. So Omer is like, mukach, it can't be a simba, but it's a simba, it makes sense. So I got two riders to Simon and two riders to Sibba. Marit. So Marit says that the Pshitas, he should mention the Pshitas, and it's all Mesupik about this. It's what's in the foolishness of the Pshitas Mesupik. Marit says, there's nothing to talk about, no Shilas. It's definitely a Simon. Nothing, no question. It seems to be serious about the subject. So let's go back to this case of Simon Gavlin. There's no question to anyone in this room, to anyone who thinks about this, that a Godo, to be a godel, to become a chivah mitzvah, is probably the da. There's one thing that makes you into a godel. Da. Moraya, kota sheder lisatif, or chavim lekhet etitzis, yedea lelanea, I'll say it on this dabonon, for a second, yedea lelanea, that's it, you see from the dabonon, even the chiyuz and matoni on that. When you turn 20, so there's shalma, lo odan you, because we're holding by being balei da, out of da. And you're going to tell me that bar mitzvah, which is the chiyuv, not do a das, you just have to have two hairs on your body. In the movement. It's from there. It doesn't make any sense at all. You see, for 1 minute, it doesn't make any sense at all to say that the simone gadlus would be a sibba. That the marit has to read the ois. Doesn't make it. What are you talking about? Well, anyone is right mind is going to think that because you have two saris, that's going to be, you're the same old idiot you were when you were five. On kandas, a chosadeya, oh, but yeah, you got two saris. Oh, that gave a couple of chivits. Makes sense. But it doesn't make sense. It can't stack up. So Behechecha has to be assuming. Is what's clear to Marit? The Marit's saying in Mubin. What are you talking about? How can you clear Sad? They have to read it. It's not partial. It's a. in a liar, what's a havam, and is anyone in his right mind going to think that two stars make a human? That is, allow this posh to be, because for no one, not Rebbe Cholman, and not the Zeravram, and not the Marit, no one had a tzad that, certainly by someone in Gavis, so we come to Behemoth as well, that a cow becomes kosher because of smith. It's from there. The Torah looks at the intrinsic value of an animal, and the Torah decides this animal is good and this one isn't good. The fact is, the way it walks, and the Mitzvah also, it's not as muchach as by das, but the Mitzvah is. Well, because it chews the cow, therefore it's kosher. Because it's got split hoof, what's the matter with it? We're talking about the type of animal. See, the Shein Redeis, the animals, certain animals are moily, tchunis, rois, the Be'isha Oichlan, and some animals aren't. Eif Toi, Eif, and the Behemoth Tahira, and the Achai Tahira are not moily, tchunis, rois, the Shein would say, and Tmei are moily, tchunis, rois. Well, because it's going to have split hoof, it's going to be moily, tchunis, rois. It doesn't make any sense. Now, Teretz is, go back to Gadlus. We can clear back as big as Hakira in the Dinot, in the Saris. So we think about Saris Lichas Simmon. In the Saris that they are similar, we can clear two stuff. One sad is, it's a notice on the shop door, open. Open. The taste. One sad is that when a child becomes a bat, let's split up that into two things. Let's split up Gadlus into two things. Gadlus is Gadlus the das, and Gadlus the guf. He matures mentally and he matures physically. So we say like this: Avad the chiyuv mitzvah is totally in Gadlus the das. Got to be mature. You got to have developed, mentally developed. That's no question. Now the question is: what the das is pshat? That the Torah, the Eibishter made a nest. A ploy habriya the Eibishter made. Now when a child, how are we going to know when a child's about das? I want to know if it's about das or not. If she made a mess, he's going to be Megavosah. No, it's a mess. He's about that. Not internally, in his mind, he has the mental faculties of about that. Oh, I don't know. He was very kind. He was Megavosah as a simon for us to know that he's about that. I mean, there's no connection, no correlation between the Saras and the Das. Of the way that Eivshah did it, Eivshah was very kind. He put up a notice, open now, God do. It's Eivshah, it's not Matthias. We find that our Musig there is by Zokin Elion. So he's got Zokin Elion today, he's got Zokin Patton. This is the beginning, we see this, she could learn that similar that. The Eivishter made, built into the human being a way of knowing what's Eivishter God. The other side, I think it's more glad, is maturity doesn't split mind and body. Everything matures together. So as much as his dad matures, his body matures. A mature body has that. Well, when it's in Greece, stop shouting to his dad's mature, then we've got a simon. No. As much as his dad's mature, his body matures, his body matures, his dad's mature. This unit of the human being is a mature person. He's in his pateach to become a godl. A godl has two things, that's dad and that's simon. The difference is whether it's a simon or a simon. Because the first child, there's no connection between the Cyrus and the goddess for that. The Cyrus, it's about simon by alma. Because the second child is integral, right? Because the first child, the door. So I notice on the door, it says open. It doesn't make the shop open anyway. Yeah, the shop's open, God, I want to let people know, so I put it open up. You can have a shop which says open and it's closed. Whereas in this case, so that's the one side, it's a shared side. The more mistabbing a side is that the kashus of the goof of the child, Mr. Peach, it's now become a goof of the God. A goof of the God has died, a goof of the God has died. Well, maybe it's a sibber. That means it's not just telling me what's going on. I see him front of me about that. So how do I see about that? I see his goof. His goof is his pater, his dad is from there. But Behemoth Torah is the same shayla. Behemoth Torah is exactly the same shayla. Ramban Nevoi, because two other things, Ramban, he gets raised by all the three meanings. Now, the reason why we can't eat them is because they merely admit it's right. The Nefesh HaEichron, he says, fascinating, Ramban Hezer, Ramban Nevoi, I couldn't find it, I think they, Ramban says that there's animals which are predators, animals which are preyed upon. Because all the behemoth tahirs, the chayes tahirs, they chased, they preyed upon, and that's why the man says they've got split hooves, because they're very good for jumping over mountains, the dalagalagoyes, the kapsalagoyes, doim adaydi litzule, if ayolim, they have the ability to run away, they can jump high, and that's how they escape from the predators, and they chew the cud because they haven't got time, they're always on the run, so they eat as much as they can. You see the sheep just before they run away, they're a little bite and they run away. When they've got time, they sort out their food, they haven't got time to sit. a lion eats for 3 days. And he sits rig, and he's got plenty of time, and no problem, he's rig as can be. He eats at his leisure, and no one's going to start with him. And the chayter has to run for his life. So the Ramban, if you eat a predator, you're going to be mated with the sroes. If you eat a behemoth tahira, which is able, it won't be mated with the mitzvah tahira, so upon it won't be mated with the sroes. Who are then by the ifadeus, ikasimus by ifadeus, he uses his hands, possibly shot to kill, even not to kill by tosin rashi, it's not able of eating to use your feet. Like upon it, rashi sheds a kind of chicken, but the deus now is a more smart. Like upon it, it's got certain mitzvah sroes, and it's mated with the sroes. And who has him? The fish, Ramban says, I'm not sure exactly what he means, he says the fish that got fins and scales grow in the top part of the water, the top part of the sea. He says, the time of Savak is careful, keep alayim shaykhin la'ilam be'elyein ha'mayim ibl'tzul alayim. They always rest in the upper waters, it's very clear, the kablu gibl bavya nichrishon, they get air, but the chenyesh on k'tas choyim. They've got a bit of warmth and that pushes away the bad thing. The shayna Savak is careful, he's going to be tachtis, the Savak is careful, is always in the lower water, or by chereim in the dirty water. The Reva Lachos, the Shimsa Bible, the Yitchot have double all the Pesheles stayed inside them. While came in Bali Lachos, Korod, Zeke, Krevel, Homiz, Vima Misa, the Ketaf, Hamemois, Hagov, Amul Pashim. Hey, like one who says, it's very bad. I mean, the English people eat a lot of Sikh teachers. That's Mummy from the, I think it's notes of one, they're lazy, and the Schloff and what? Yeah, the cube at the bottom there, the muscles of that. You can see it's called a mess. You can see inside, it's like two frogs that jump around. The thought is that Ramban says that the inside of the animal is a tchunas a mess. So yet that's the kind of shayla. Now that my neck clears the shayla, becoming clears the shayla, the wrong clears the shayla. Now that we split who's is split who's means the Abish the Emmet a cow and Adler behemoth. The Eishta gave a split hooves of to figure out that's Edel of Behemoth. Oh no! It's got split hooves because it is an Edel of Behemoth. It's a chetzer for the dach. And that man said it runs away. It's made to adapt to its environment, to its predators. Well, maybe it's mamish a sibber that the simonim define the essence. That's what Achenim had declared, Avadah and Avadah. It's not because it has split hooves you can't eat it, because it doesn't have, you can't. No. The shayla is whether it's a sim of the Eibusha, this is an Edel of Behemoth, and therefore the Eibusha gave it a sign of split hooves. All the shayla that Ramban is saying, it's a sim of Etzem, it's got split hooves, because that's what Tchun for Nefesh is. And that's what Galatas says, it's a sibba. Nishta sibba, shibba sibba, like the developer of the sibba, but it's intrinsically causing the shame power to happen. Well, Mela, we're going back to the din of Yitzchak Tomei. Maybe in the eyes. The Pesuk says, "Midogon Ma leYitzchak Dovah Mosuk, Mosuk leYitzchak Ma." Something sweet, bitter won't come out. If you have a poro, it's made of the poro. So you don't understand the pen over here. This is a cow. There's a horse in front of us. Why is it kosher? The Tenet says the midas come from the leader. She's mushed. It's aim. It's kind of Avadi can look. It can't chew the cud, and Avadi's got split hooves. Of its yotzim and a toy, because he's got a ton of hamnefesh of a toy. Because the definition of a toy is the fact that intrinsically it's an edel of a hema. It's not a chiddush. In yotzim and a toy, it's a chiddush that this horse has got a ton of hamnefesh of a cow. Or maybe it's an edel of a cow, maybe it's cost to eat. I have got simon, I don't care, because the machshir is the intrinsic. That's what hema calls my it. It's going to look at the etzem chetzel of a hema. So he said, it can't be a sibba, it could be a sibba. I mean, it's made to face. It's a shayla from where it is. Is it only kosher when you see that it's, when you know that it's chonot ha-nefesh is edel, or when it's actually got the characteristics of an edel, it's chonot ha-nefesh? It's got to be able to act in an edel way, and the chamei and the holes don't act edel. So if you've got you don't chew the card, and you have to move the edel to the spot, it's not state the chedesh of the black edel. Well, they don't have the characteristics to act in an edel way of Uncle Ponim. He's got the dashing. He's got the Tommy. He's b'shosh enough. So he's got the edel guy. I mean, that's my raya, and that's the yisoid of Rav. There's no such thing as just having it shaded with raya on his edel guy, or it is its edel guy. That's a two story.